And welcome into the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show. This program is brought to you by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. We welcome in Carla Smith, who's executive director with Rise Up, the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. And Carla, always as a thank you for coming in, and we thank you for being here.
Good morning. It's glad to be here, even on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, we always appreciate your time. You've brought a guest with you.
I have.
She's familiar to us.
Yes, she is. She's been on at least one of the shows before. Angie Mahoney is my coworker, and she works mostly with families and with just drug awareness, like the opioid crisis and those types of things. But I'll let you ask her questions.
Yeah. Good morning, Angie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your time. And first of all, why don't you fill in some of the blanks that Carla said you would on as far as what you actually do with the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, formerly Communities That Care.
Okay, so I work, like she said, with families. We do the Strengthening Families program. We do Parenting Wisely. And I work really hard on the opioid epidemic that's kind of taken over the United States. And we focus here in Reno County, and we just try to get the ball rolling on some preventative measures, not only in the community, but with the families and in the homes as well.
So, Carla, let's come back to you for people who have never heard of this program. Well, first of all, shame on them.
Yes, that's right.
You're involved with the school district, in particular 308, but you do provide services to all the Reno County schools.
That is true. We are in all of Reno County. We are funded and sponsored by state, federal, local, all kinds of support from all over the place that really helps us to get our feet on the ground and work with actually the kids, the classrooms, the people who could benefit from prevention. So we don't necessarily work so much with people who are in recovery or going through rehab or any of those types of things. We want to catch them ahead of time, and we really want to give them some tools and some information, and the people who are raising them some information to help kids just avoid ever getting down that track.
So you've been the director, has it been a year?
No.
almost. Working on it, though.
6 months, yeah.
So I've talked to some agencies that will do, not necessarily what you do, but, you know, similar things, involving grant money, government money, local, federal, state, all that. And sometimes the criticism of folks like you are, well, that money could be better spent elsewhere, or look at this problem over here. But usually the thing that, at least as I'm aware of it, I'm just going to, you don't have to tell me what your budget is. Let's just say it's $5 million, which it's not.
Sure.
It's not
even close. That'd be great.
So somebody would say, well, that $5 million could be better spent doing this, something else.
Sure.
But there are studies done. Don't know that you've had one done on your organization, you know, in particular. But that $5 million that is spent, in your case, preventing, again, it's not $5 million, whatever the number is. If this program weren't in place, the cost to society by not having prevention programs would probably be 10 times the money.
That's exactly right. 10 to 11 times is
the
average.
So I wanted to stress that. I mean,
that's right.
This is a paid-for program. It's sponsored by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov.
Right.
But it's also bringing awareness to this problem.
Right. And that's really what StopAlcoholAbuse.gov wants to do, is bring awareness and bring some professionals and maybe some people who have more information about drug and alcohol abuse or substance use, because not everybody's out researching that, but we're seeing the research that comes across our desk every day. And we know that we get to go to a lot of conferences. We have a lot of trainings. We have webinars all the time. So we're really in the loop about things that the normal person, that hopefully you don't have to sit through and listen to every day, but we can kind of sort through that and find out what's important to parents and what's important to grandparents that are raising their kids and what's important to, you know, the neighborhood who's having some struggles with drugs and alcohol in their area.
You're talking about our community.
Right, exactly. And the more kids that we prevent from ever starting, the less likely they are to ever have addiction issues, which means they won't have problems with homelessness and illegal activities, and just, you know, it helps society in 100 different ways. But like you said, $10 to $20 per, okay, $1 spent on prevention equals $10 to $20 spent on rehabilitation, recovery, jail, legal problems.
Well, not to mention the emotional side of all those things,
right,
either.
Right, right. And all the people that are affected. So
I'm going to put Angie on the spot. Again, Angie Mahoney is a program coordinator with Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. So, Angie, Carlin normally tells us all the ways to contact your office. We're going to, if you fail at this, Carla's here to back you up. But you want volunteers, you want participants, you want people to know this message. So I think you've got Facebook, a website. Okay. Give us your best attempt to get people to go to these places.
Okay. So you can find us at riseupreno.org. You can find us on our Facebook page at Rise Up Reno. You can find us on any social media, but I'm not sure of the links. I'm guessing they're all Rise Up Reno.
They're all on the riseupreno.org. There's links there to get to them.
And what about if somebody just wants to drop by the school district building?
Sure. You can come see us at 1520 North Plum. We are in room 108, or you can give us a call at 620-615-4018.
Okay, we're going to stay with Angie for just a second. Did you want to add anything to that, Carla?
She got it. That's
perfect.
Good.
Nice job, Angie.
Thank you.
Okay, so what is the Strengthening Families Program, and when is it? What is it? How do we participate? All the details.
Okay, so Strengthening Families Program is for parents, caregivers, and youth ages 10 to 14. It's delivered in 7 weekly classes. It's typically in the evening. There's a parent session, a youth session, and then we bring them together for a family session. We offer dinner for the families, and then we each go off to our own sessions, and then we come back, and we start that February 5th at 5:30. And so if you want to sign up for that, like I said, you can give us a call, 620-615-4018. And if it's a non-traditional family, we want your parents, grandparents, who's ever helping to raise the children, bring them all. You know, it is definitely a whole village that takes to raise a child. So we want your whole village with us. Also, if you have youth that are younger than 10, we offer childcare. So feel free to bring your whole family, even if you have some younger ones.
Tell me again where it's held.
It's held. This one will be at the 1520 North Plum at the administration building. We've got some rooms blocked off, and we'll greet you as you come in the door.
Did you mention a cost to this, or is it free?
This is free for all families.
We like that.
We do like that.
And the age groups again?
10 to 14 is for the program, but we have child care for anybody up to 10 years old.
Carla, do you want to add to that? Of course, you encourage anybody and everybody listening, so grandparents who are guardians, parents, adopted families. I mean, it doesn't really foster families, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. All of that. And like she said, 10 to 14 is primarily what it's written for. But if you have 3 kids that are 12, 13, and 14, you know, that's right. And a 15-year-old, and the 15-year-old wants to join as well. That's no problem. We can do that. The sessions for kids are really about helping kids make good choices, helping kids understand that parents have their own stress and their own issues, and it's not because they're mad at them. Helping them realize that they want to have good friends and they need to make positive connections. And then the parent session is all about parenting stuff, which lots of us have been through, but it doesn't matter how many times I go through it, I learn or relearn something that I should be doing better. And then the second hour when they're together, they're doing some kind of positive activity, just like a family meeting, practicing listening skills, maybe spending some time playing a game where they're trying to reach a goal and they have to work together. It's fun stuff, but it's also, there's a really great point to the end of it. But I would recommend it, first of all, because it's fun and everybody needs to have one evening a week that they go do something fun with their family.
Well, Carla, I remember, and I don't remember the family's name, but one of the first shows we did, you had a mom, dad, and a son, and the dad kind of got put on the spot by the son. He used to use tobacco, and certainly a good guy, good father. He just had some bad habits, and that maybe this will help everybody if somebody's doing things they shouldn't.
Sure,
see the light. It's a low pressure thing. I mean,
it is
trying to help.
Completely pressure free. We just want everybody to come have a good time and get the best out of it they can. So it's okay if they have to step outside for a minute. It's okay if they have their own hang ups. We all do. In fact, I went through it 10 years ago or more with my foster daughter and her biological mom. So that was kind of interesting. We all had our hangups for sure, but we made a good time out of it. And by week 7, we did not want it to end because it was a really good time together and it was bonding time for all three of us. And we're all still in favor. We have the same grandkids, so we'll always be connected.
Again, we're visiting with Carla Smith, Executive Director with Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, along with Angie Mahoney, who's one of the program coordinators. And Angie, I want you to repeat some of that information again, but you said it's a 7-week course, so would you like everybody to attend every session, or is it the same session all 7 weeks? How does that work?
We would like them to attend every session for 7 weeks because we build on what we did the week before. So if you miss one, it's not really difficult to make it up, but if you start missing 2 or 3 and try to catch up, it really makes it difficult to continue to build those skills. So we'd like them 7 weeks, once a week.
Starting when again?
February 5th at 5:30.
Okay, so we're right around Valentine's Day. What a nice little gift.
Yes, and you can have dinner once a week that you don't have to worry about cooking.
That's well, that's enough incentive for a lot of folks, and no charge for this. It's the Strengthening Families Program with Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. So, Angie, any other thoughts to that other than, again, just look, everybody's invited. Bottom line, come in, no pressure. You want to see us, you want to help us, and it's just that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is, you know, and it's scientifically tested curriculum, so we know that it works. And it helps to it helps parents and caregivers learn nurturing skills that support their children. It teaches the parents and caregivers how to effectively discipline and guide their youth, gives the youth a healthy future orientation and increased appreciation of their parents and caregivers, and it teaches youth skills for dealing with stress and peer pressure.
Tell me again the ages.
10 to 14.
Okay, so when you start getting into the tweens and the 13 and the 14, and I will speak for myself, I am pretty sure that I knew way more than my parents did.
Yes.
Because I was an extremely sharp young man.
Yes.
And pretty much maybe a couple times said, I know more than you, Mom, and quickly found out, Carla, I didn't.
That's one of my daughter's favorite sayings. I know.
Well, that is a tough age. You know, they're kind of becoming a young adult, puberty. So that's always a fun time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We still have memories in our family about a vacation that we took when I was 14 that grandparents, extended family, we will never forget. It is remembered as the vacation from a very bad place.
Oh.
And apparently I was just awful. I can't imagine it, but apparently.
Do you remember you being awful?
I do remember being a little whiny and a little difficult and wanting my way and being stuck in a station wagon.
And of course, you're now getting payback.
I am getting payback. I am. That was a tough year.
Well, of course, the name of your program is Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. That's it's pretty self-explanatory, other than the fact that you do a lot more than just, you know, prevent things. I mean, you're preventing specific things like alcohol, even starting alcohol, starting tobacco, starting vaping,
right.
All these things. So I think you've got some statistics or at least a few things you wanted to bring up. And these are actual Reno County numbers, right?
Right, they are. I've been looking a lot at our protective factors and our risk factors. And, you know, kids have higher risk factors if they are in a family that has more conflict, or if they're in a home where parents come and go and they don't always know who's going to be there. If they're in a neighborhood that has more drug and alcohol traffic, then that puts them at a higher risk of being able to get it, being able to use it, starting earlier. And if they don't know what their parents think, they're more likely to use it. And I was
Double by that.
Okay.
If the kids don't know what their parents think about the usage of these things,
correct.
The child is more likely to use it.
Right.
Because they don't know the bad things that happen.
Right. And just knowing what parents expect, kids want to make parents happy. And, you know, until they're 14. But then,
you're right.
But right up until then, they want to make their parents happy. They want to be in a home where they feel loved and comforted and cared about. So they're going to do whatever they can to keep things cool and calm. So if parents are telling them, you know, I don't ever want you to use drugs. I don't ever want you to have to go through those problems. I don't ever want you to have to, you know, deal with trying to find enough money to buy cigarettes because, you know, that's what grandma's going through. Or, you know, parents who talk to their kids and tell them what their expectations are, those kids are more likely to take that in and learn it. And they learn more at home than they do anyplace else. So most kids who are getting those messages are 50% less likely to ever start using drugs and alcohol.
Well, that's a big head start, head first.
Mm-hmm.
Just diving into it as parents and letting these kids know it's not good. And Angie, you were talking about how you work with some folks with the trying to prevent the opioid addiction. Well, I guarantee you, probably more than I think of 10 to 15 year olds or 20, whatever the age groups, know about opioids. Now, maybe they don't know that name. There's probably street names for this stuff,
right.
But essentially it's a pain pill.
Yes.
A category of pain pills, which, you know, they got really strict here the last year or two. And then my impression is they pulled back from that a hair because it's actually a really good pain drug, but it has addictive qualities. And they're really feeling their way through this, they being the medical field.
Correct. Yes.
So can you give us not a personal example or somebody you work with, but reaffirm what Carla's saying about these statistics.
I know that in my house, I talk to my kids about everything because nothing is off the table. And so I feel like if they have a safe place to come and talk to me about something without fear of consequences with just talking about it, then if something ever does go down, then they still feel comfortable talking to me and we can find some solutions and find Rise Up Reno Prevention Network so we can get the ball rolling on, because as a parent, I'm still clueless about a lot of things, but I know that there's a lot of great resources in the community that I can reach out to once I know that it's there. So
Angie and Carla, whenever you hear maybe a parent say, oh, my child would never do that. I've had a few people say they used to say it, and then the boy, you talk about a turnaround. I mean, why don't you two just speak from experience? As far as people you know, there are some really good parents out there.
There are.
Unfortunately, the kid just winds up with the wrong crowd. The parents are really involved, and this just the kid is smart.
Right.
And they sneak through those barriers, and it's a problem.
Oh, my gosh. I was the youth leadership coordinator for several years, and we had in place at one point where if we found out that somebody who had signed the pledge saying that they weren't going to use got caught using, that I would talk to them and then I would talk to their parents. And there is nothing harder than calling a doctor, a lawyer, a very successful person in the community and saying, I just wanted to let you know that your daughter's been sneaking out and smoking weed. I mean, nobody wants to hear that. So that's a terrible thing to have happened, but no matter how aware the parents are, it can happen. And kids do try new things and kids want to be doing what other kids are doing. So it's important that you know who they're with and what they're doing and where they're going. And any parent can find that out. Any parent can be that parent, whether they're, highly affluent and wealthy or whether they're, single parents just getting by. You still need to know where your kids are and what they're doing and let them know how you feel about it.
Angie, we had Dave Sotelo on last week. Of course, you're one of your, basically peers that you work with. And he was talking about the difficulties in a parent telling their children what to and not to do, as opposed to a kid in high school going to the middle school and talking from that age group to the other age group. And it's, I don't know if it's more effective or not, but it's just different and it means more in some ways. Is that kind of what you're hearing or seeing?
I would say that I see that quite a bit. And I think it might just be the different voice, because I feel like kids listen to their parents, but they roll their eyes and have that attitude, but they still kind of hear that, what you're saying. But when they hear it from a different voice, they kind of perk up and pay attention a little bit better. And I really think it's important for our high schoolers to go into the younger schools and talk about these things, because if they're hearing it from their teacher, it's just like hearing it from a parent, and then somebody new comes in, they're like, oh, you're new, let's listen to you. So I really do feel like a different voice telling the same thing gets a different result.
Well, and Carla, I mean, I've not heard any of these those interactions between the older students and the younger, but I would have to think there are probably several of the high schoolers that when they go mentor these younger kids, they probably have some personal stories that they say, I tried it when I was 13, whatever it is, And now that I'm 17, about to graduate at 18, I can tell you from personal experience. I mean, so I assume that those things happen.
There are a few kids who will speak up and say that they've had some personal experiences. They're more likely to talk about a friend who had that experience or a family member or how it hurt to watch other people go through those experiences and to lose friends because they couldn't be with somebody who was bringing them down or helping them, you know, get into trouble instead of stay out of trouble. It's interesting to hear what kids will say because you never know. You never know for sure. They can practice and they can write it down and they can have a plan. And then they look at some kid in the front row and say, you know what, when I was your age, this is what happened. Or, you know, I had a friend who looked just like you. Or, you know, they do say all kinds of things. But I think that little kids listen to the big kids. They admire them and they want to be like them.
Well, and when you mentioned, you know, some of these kids will lose their friends, you know, they just go in different groups. Well, literally, some of those friends are lost permanently because they die. Now, these drugs can end up killing you. And I don't want to scare anybody out there, but it's part of reality. Now, maybe it's not going to be today or tomorrow, but over time, these things have their effect.
It is true. They do have a terrible effect, and addiction has a terrible effect. And when you start, we've talked before about when you start younger than the age of 15, you're more likely to be addicted and have addiction issues for life. And when you're talking for life, you're talking, you know, issues that are legal and issues with relationships and issues with your own kids and issues with your friends that continue to follow you forever. So that is one of the risks. And then the behaviors that happen when you're under the influence, when a person, you know, we hear of kids going to college and drinking too much and they pass out and nobody wakes them up or nobody takes them to the hospital because nobody wants to be involved, but it can happen and people do die.
Well, there's also everything from sexual abuse to,
right.
I mean, all these terrible things.
All kinds of bad behaviors and bad incidents can happen when somebody's under the influence and do things they wouldn't normally do.
You've got more stats and figures, and wow, how time flies. We've only got 3 minutes left. You want to run through some of that?
Okay, let me just tell you a couple protective factors. Most of the kids in Reno County, not most, 39% believe in that it's rewarding to live in this community. 54% believe they're attached to their families. School rewards, another 55%. Family rewards, 57%. Opportunity for involvement, clear beliefs and standards, school opportunities for involvement, and healthy social skills. Most of our kids are saying 60 to 75% that they feel like they have these opportunities in our community. So that's incredible because that is higher than the state average. It's quite a bit better than a lot of other counties that are close to us. So it's really good to know that we do have a lot of protective factors and a lot of things in place, including the things that we do, like mentors in the school and leadership groups and family programs and parenting programs. All of those things that we put in place are important for building those protective factors and helping our kids to have a good start.
Angie, did you have some other info there?
Well, I was just going to share a couple more protective factors that Strengthening Families offers, and that's positive future orientation, peer pressure resistance skills, pro-social peer relationships, positive management of emotions, and empathy with their parents. And I think that goes both ways. The parents kind of learn what stressors the kids have as well.
Well, and frankly, you're trying to teach skill sets.
Yes.
I mean, we're not born with, you know, no, we're not psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists and mental professionals. I'm not sure where the instruction book for being a parent is.
Maybe
Strengthening Families is a pretty good one.
Yeah. So there
no
you
matter
go.
What age your kids are,
that's
it's
true.
Pretty
yeah.
good.
So
yes.
How about we wrap up the show with Angie, you giving all the information. Everybody's encouraged to attend these events or dates. So why don't you tell us one more time?
Okay. So we're going to start February 5th at 5:30 in the evening at 1520 North Plum. Parents, caregivers, grandparents, who's ever involved in helping raise your child and your youth are all encouraged to come. If you have questions, you can give us a call at 620-615-4018, or if you just want to get your spot on the list.
So register in advance. That would be helpful.
That would be super helpful.
And Carla, what's the website again?
It's riseupreno.org. And the sooner you register, the better the food will be.
Oh, okay.
Because you get a free dinner every week.
Well, how nice is that? Well, Carla and Angie, thanks for your time. And we'll I know we'll have Carla back next week. Angela, we'll see you when we see you.
All right.
See you soon.
Yeah,
all
right. Appreciate it very much. And again, you've been listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show, brought to you by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. We'll be back here next week. Have a great weekend.